I'd like now to welcome Dag Ryan. He is a member of the Sierra Club and of the editorial team for the new edition of the book Day Hikes in the Santa Fe Area. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Mary Charlotte.
So this book, I think I bought an early edition of it when I moved here probably about 20 years ago, that was much slimmer than this book.
Much slimmer. The first edition came out in 1981, and it was just a group of Sierra Club members that got together and decided that we needed a guide for our hiking, and they all had favorite hikes, so they each wrote up their favorite hikes. And it was a slimmer volume, but it's the backbone, that's the spine of the subsequent editions that have come in the book. We're now in our seventh edition. We think we've probably altogether sold close to 50,000 copies of the combined editions through the years.
They're very useful because, first of all, they tell you how to get there and wherever these hikes are, and some of them it's not obvious unless you have the directions. And also, you can really decide what you're going to do on the basis of whether it's a very strenuous or an easier hike, depending on how you feel and who you're with and all of that, and how strong your dogs are. But also based on season. So there's a lot of things that go into, from the user's perspective, using this book.
We've tried to make it as useful as possible, and useful not just to experienced hikers, but to beginning hikers, intermediate hikers, and experienced hikers. A little bit of something for everyone, and as you mentioned, seasons, length, the altitude, how much climb there is, all of that is really important to gauging the strenuousness of a hike, obviously.
Are all of these hikes on public lands?
They are, for the most part, on public lands. There are certain hikes where there's been a negotiated easement through private property that's part of the hike, but our hats are off and our thanks go out to those private property owners who have made those hikes possible, because some of the nicest hikes are use that private easement.
So that said, there's a lot of different kinds of public land that we're talking about, from BLM land to Hyde Park and
National Forest, National Monuments, and really state parks. So yes, there's a lot of public lands, and the public lands that belong to us, and thankfully they're out there for us to use.
So each time you do a new edition, are there actually new hikes that somebody has found? Are there actually new trails that weren't there before that are going into the book?
Funny you should ask that. When we started on this edition, the whole idea, we were about sold out of the sixth edition, so the whole idea was really just to redo the sixth edition, just update it, make sure that everything was accurate, keep the same hikes in there. And we had been working on it for about 6 months. Rehiking, we actually rehike all of the hikes to make sure that the descriptions are accurate, that the cairn that was at that intersection was still there, and that
right.
kind of thing.
And nobody's built a house in the middle of it.
Exactly. Suddenly there's a tree falling across that you can't get across, whatever. But in the middle of last summer, of course, we had these tremendous wildfires in the Santa Fe area. And we had to step back and say, wow, this is going to have a tremendous impact on hiking opportunities. So we had to just go back and reconsider. What happened was that there were five or six hikes that we just had to take out of the old book. So in order to kind of make up for that, we put in a few new hikes. We reconfigured some of the hikes. But most importantly, we went to all of these, and I don't call them hikes so much as destinations. Each of the 56 chapters or destinations in the book, most of them have multiple hikes that you can do. You can do a short hike, a short out and back, or a loop hike, or different kinds of hikes that you can do. And we've added quite a few of those little options within each destination.
Or you can do as I've done on at least one or two occasions, which is think you're doing the smaller loop and
and make the wrong turn and get a really good day's exercise.
Exactly.
Right.
We once hiked long after sunset in the snow because I missed the turn back.
Well, hopefully you just didn't read the description carefully enough.
No, I didn't. I wasn't using your book at all. It was one of those okay. things. Here's the thing. You think you know. Because you've done it so many times.
Right.
And then it's a different season or something looks different or it's grown differently and you miss your
turn. The lighting gets different as the sun sets. So that can be a very tricky time. Dawn and dusk are very tricky times to hike. You have to really be careful.
Now, do you have in your book whether or not it's a dog-friendly hike?
We do. We have, of course, in most of the national forests, you can, in BLM land, you can take dogs. But there are quite a few places where you shouldn't take dogs, and or if in places where you should have dogs on leash. So
going hiking with a dog on a leash is sort of defeats the purpose.
It's not what most dog owners like, I think, but there are certain...
Or not to mention the dogs.
Right, but there are certain trails where really you have to be out of consideration to the other hikers and the other walkers. There are a lot of trails in the Dale Ball area, for instance, where basically dogs are allowed off-leash, but really there are a lot of hikers there, and dog owners really need to be conscientious and considerate of the others as well.
There have been some problems, too.
There have been dog attacks and dog bites in various places in the area. But most dogs are wonderful and great to have on the trail, and I love meeting a happy, friendly dog and when I'm out hiking. So, yeah, let's keep the dogs happy, too.
We're talking to Dag Ryan about the book Day Hikes in the Santa Fe Area. It's the 7th edition, revised and updated. Now, do you have some favorites? Do you have places that you keep going back to? Do you like doing different hikes each time you go out?
Until I started talking to people about this book, I'd really never thought about what were my favorites. But that being said, in thinking about it, there's two hikes that I do really enjoy as much as anything, and that's basically the hike to Deception Peak in the summer, going up to the Wilderness Gate and up Ravens Ridge to Deception Peak. It's the quickest way to get above the tree line near Santa Fe. It's right from the ski basin, and it's really wonderful. You get up there on a clear day like today or yesterday, and you can see forever. It's just glorious. Another favorite of mine is the Santa Barbara hike, where you're in this wonderful, beautiful valley with a creek running through it. And at the end of the valley, you always have this gorgeous mountain, Chimayosos Peak, framed in the valley the entire distance. And it's just really a beautiful, beautiful hike.
Let's talk for a moment about safety. I sort of think that for day hikes, unless it's really cold, you don't have to worry about too much except maybe having something to drink with you. But what do you think are the safety precautions that people should take when going for a day hike?
Number one is obviously to have enough water. We live at a high altitude, and people get dehydrated very, very quickly. So bringing enough water, and particularly on summer hikes when the sun is out and when it's hot, is critical. The second most important thing in my mind is to be aware of the weather. Weather can change very rapidly, and if you're hiking above the tree line in the mountains in the Sangres, hiking up to Baldy or Deception Peak or any of those places, the weather can change just on a dime. And so it's really critical for you to keep an eye out and not get caught in lightning storms or hailstorms at those high altitudes. The third thing is really just know your own abilities. Be aware of what kind of hike is comfortable for you, and particularly at this altitude. I mean, we start out at 7,000 feet here in Santa Fe, and we go up to 12,000, 13,000 feet. So knowing how much of a climb you can take is really important, because you don't want to get exhausted and start cramping when you're 6 miles away from the trailhead.
And if you're doing, as I often do, the Tusuki Creek, for example,
right,
and you just sort of walk out, and eventually you have to decide when you're going to turn around and come back.
Exactly.
And you have to make sure that you're not fully exhausted before you turn around.
You do. Unfortunately, on most of those kinds of hikes, it's downhill on the way home, so
well, yeah.
So that helps too, but... But, yeah, always turn around before you get exhausted. Know what your limitations are. That's critical.
Another thing that I've noticed, too, is in the fall, if you go up to the ski basin or that area, going up that hill, and it's late, it's in the afternoon, you go up at 3 o'clock or something like that, the temperature can drop so much by the time you're done. And it's warm summer weather on the plaza, and you need a down jacket up there.
Right, right. And those temperature changes are really important, because they can contribute to the snow and the ice that's up there way into June and starting already in September. There have been places that we've been hiking where we think it's a lovely summer day, and suddenly you come up on a steep section of the trail downhill that's just slick, slick ice.
Right.
So you just have to watch out for that kind of thing.
Are there places that you've been that are in this book where you think there's a danger of getting lost?
I think if we have done our job well enough and people have read the instructions and looked at the maps, and let me mention about the maps, several of the maps, about a dozen of the maps for this book have been updated and revised, and we're really grateful to Greg Olson at the Travel Bug, who does all of these maps for us for free, and that's really a wonderful contribution to the book. But you have to read where you're going, know where you're going, and look carefully at the map so that you have an idea. A lot of people today use GPS. It's not really that difficult to learn how to use a GPS, and that can be a big help as well.
You can also, if you don't want to lug the book around in your backpack or whatever, you can just copy the two or three pages.
Exactly. That's what we do. And every time we go out, we just copy that particular hike, stick it in our back pocket, and then we can toss it. That way the book doesn't get all crumpled and rained on either.
Right. The book is called Day Hikes in the Santa Fe Area, and Doug Ryan is a member of the Sierra Club, which puts this wonderful book out, the Northern New Mexico group of the Sierra Club, and he's on the editorial team for the new edition of the book, which is available, what, everywhere? Everywhere in Santa Fe that sells books, pretty
everywhere
much.
That sells books, at certainly at the Travel Bug, at the Garcia Street bookstores, and at
Works.
REI Collected Works.
The hiking stores.
The hiking outfitters, and a lot of the at the national monuments, at Bandelier, at Petroglyph National Monument, the gift shops and bookstores at those places sell the book.
Well, excellent. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's great to have been here. Thanks.